Dhul Hijjah, the month of Dhul Hijjah, the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah that we are present in. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We're grateful to Allah that with Iman, with belief, with health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us these azeem, great days. Allah ta'ala's massive ni'mah, big reward, big gift. And we should be grateful to Allah, and may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be grateful, the capability to be grateful. We should understand the importance, that how azeem days, moments, seconds of Dhul Hijjah these are. There's an ajeeb mandir, spiritually a certain position in this whole universe, certain circumstance that in this world, at this time, an ajeeb, you can say, scenario has arisen in the heavens, on the earth, in Jannah, in paradise, in Jahannam. A unique circumstance and situation and scenario has arisen in both alam, in here, in this world and the hereafter, and the heavens, amongst the angels, amongst human beings. Because this is such an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special selected opportunity to the human beings that Allah, our Creator, has given at this time. And Allah has called us to Him at this time. Allah has called for a special purpose from the whole of mankind, from the alameen, all the people that are present, the believers, the people who don't believe, the people of iman, from those Allah has selected the poor, the dependent, the amir, the rich, the children, the women, the sick, the people who are incapable, those who don't understand, those who understand, those also. Allah Ta'ala has invited those people to Himself as guests to His home. So this is a massive event that's occurring at this moment in time within this universe. And it's a brilliant event, and a brilliant sort of environment has been created in the universe due to this gathering. So the guests, they are arriving. Some have arrived, some are arriving without any other assistance, without thinking how much pain there'll be or trouble or problem. They're just being dragged, they're being pulled. And it's Allah Ta'ala who's calling them. This is that scene, the same scene that a person will be pulled out of the grave, and all of the deceased will be dragged and pulled onto the plane of the Day of Judgment. So Allah pulls the person when He wants him. Nothing can stop that person. Those who have gone, they have left their kingdoms, their homes, their houses, their children, their businesses. They've left everything and gone. They've gone. And they've gone in such a way that even if you stop them, they were not going to stop. They could not stop, because Allah Ta'ala's call had arrived to their hearts. And those who didn't go, they didn't go because Allah Ta'ala didn't call them. Allah Ta'ala didn't invite them. Allah Ta'ala didn't select for the gathering. So this is a great, great honor that Allah Ta'ala has distributed the men and the women of this world into two parts at this moment in time. Those who are the guests of Allah, those who aren't the guests of Allah. So how can we reach to the level of those people who are the guests of Allah at this moment in time? How Allah Ta'ala will be giving them blessings and mercies. Every second Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people to His angels, Allah will pay attention to them, focus on them, Allah will glance at them, look at them, Allah will mention them. Just like a guest, when a guest comes, we ask, do you need something, food, do you need some water, is your bed fine, is everything okay? You know, you ask the guest there, have you got any pain or any problems or any trouble, how are you feeling, is your bed okay, are you feeling cold or warm, do you need some assistance, do you need something else? So the guest of Allah, then imagine how Allah Ta'ala will treat them, honor them, provide for them. Ah, brilliant. So Allah Ta'ala has called those people, the select people. And those people also are not unconscious of the fact that Allah Ta'ala has called us. They are not unaware. They have gone and they know that there's a difference between them and us. Soon as they arrive onto that land, then from their tongues they start to recite a kalima, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka, labbaik innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Subhanallah. So this is lazim. The person who has gone there, he has adorned the libas, the attire of Allah Ta'ala's meeting. He has taken off the attar of the world, taking out the impurity. Just like you go to meet a very big king, a king, then you wear the libas according to the meeting that's about to take place and according to the honor and the status of the king. So here, the people are going to meet the king of the king of the king of the kings of the kings. And when we go to meet a normal king, we say, I should have good dress, good attire. Obviously, if you're going to be somebody who's important in the world, here, where's the meeting taking place with whom? They are going to meet the king of the kings, and they are special guests, and they are wearing the special libas that Allah Ta'ala prefers. What is the libas that Allah likes? It is humility, humbleness, simplicity, not fake showing off and pride. Allah Ta'ala says that I am the king of all of the kings, the master of all the masters. So when you come to me, wear the best libas. Allah, what is the dress, the attire that you like? Shall I wear this or that or different? Allah says, no, wear the dress of humility. One sheet of cloth on the bottom half and one on the top half. Subhanallah. And become so independent that you should not have any awareness of makeup or fragrance or cutting hair or cutting the nails. Nothing at all. Just totally make yourself independent and detach yourself from the dunya that you're about to meet your Lord, and on your tongue should be just labbaik, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. We are here, my Lord, we are here, our Lord. And the Haji has no awareness at the time. He's unconscious. Every man, he's reciting from his lips and tongue, sleeping, reciting, awake, reciting, labbaik, labbaik. 2.5, 3 million people, they're reciting this and this reverberating around the atmosphere, the skies, and nobody knows is there rain or wind or heat. No Haji knows anything else apart from Allah, we have come, Allah, we have come. Wahdahu la sharika Allah, you are one, you are the master, you are the malik, the owner, the controller. So on this maqam, when they recite this verse, then Allah Ta'ala speaks to the angel. Beautiful discussion. See my guest, Allah says. See my selection. Wasn't it right, O angels, that I selected man to be my the person on the earth? And people say, oh, he's sinner, fajr, evildoer, alcoholic, he steals, he's a thief. Allah says, he's coming to my selection. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That person who's coming to my selection, Allah says, then I don't look left and right. Who is that person? Is he sinful, thief, etc.? Allah's majalis, the dhikr gathering, is from Allah's selection. No, every man can arrive to this gathering. No, where Allah Ta'ala's special reward is being delivered. Remember this point, that nobody can dare to reach to that majlis, put his foot there without Allah Ta'ala's desire or invitation, where Allah Ta'ala's zikr is being performed. And here's the same differentiation, like the haji, when Allah calls the dhakir, the guests of Allah, when they are called, they don't look left and right, oh, he's a thief, oh, he's a sinner, oh, he consumes alcohol, oh, he's a thief, a bandit, oh, he's a spy, oh, he has come for the dunya to make contacts. No, 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 beware, never think this. Rather, concentrate on the oneness of Allah, that Allah, your selection is great. You are the one who chooses and invites. I thought I am only the one who is worthy of coming here, and I'm pious, and only I'm deserving of coming to dhikr and reciting kalamas. But Allah, we don't know who is your selection and who you can pick up and bring to this gathering. Allah's rahmah is vast, broad. 99 names of Allah. Take any one name of Allah, and Allah has not mentioned his ghazab, his wrath, His anger in any of those names. Allah's rahmah, it comes through all of the names. Not one of the names that Allah Ta'ala is showing his wrath or his power. The Jabbar, Qahar, there's tafsir of this. The pious predecessors have said, Qahar doesn't mean that Allah is Qahar, Jabbar, he's strong, and that he's got no mercy. Now, if I had time, I'd show you the tafsir and explain. In no name of Allah is it devoid of the meaning of mercy and the rahmah, the mercy and the attribute. We say, oh, he's a thief, this man's sinful, he won't be forgiven, only I'll be forgiven. Allah says, no, Haji, they're all my guests. All sins are forgiven. Libas, same. He's a king, he's a thief, he's a bandit, a criminal, he's rich, he's poor. What libas is he wearing now? The libas of humility, simplicity, humbleness. The fakir and the king will wear the same libas. If they don't have the same libas, he cannot say labbaik. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. He cannot say labbaik. He cannot say the recitation of Hajj. The person who doesn't have the love of Allah in his heart cannot come to dhikr of Allah. How can he say labbaik? The question doesn't arise. So you can try for hundreds of thousands of times, you cannot come to the dhikr gathering. But the person who has love in his heart, even if there are obstructions and restrictions, he will reach and arrive to the gathering of dhikr. Doesn't matter, enough stops him, circumstances stop him, conditions stop him, but he will say labbaik, he will say Allah's name. So when there's a majlis, my friends, get to that gathering. That you should humble yourself in front of Allah so much that Allah Ta'ala, you've selected me to come to your gathering. Don't look at the place, don't look at the environment, don't look at the words, don't look at what building it's in or whatever it is, but look at the gathering that you are being invited to. And look at Allah Ta'ala how he holds that place in high esteem where his remembrance is being performed. Imagine the color and the form. Allah's, what is beloved to Allah? Just look at this. Then don't think that how has Allah called us. This is Allah's mercy that he's called us. We should bow with humility under the mercy of Allah. So today the hajis are present. There are men, women, old, young. Everyone is there together. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. So Allah Ta'ala says with pride, the see my selection, O angels. You thought that all the human beings were thieves and sinners. What does Allah say? That look at the recitation, the song they are singing, that with happiness they are calling me, they are confirming my wahdaniyat, my oneness. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. That he has affirmed, he has confirmed my oneness. So we realize that what Allah Ta'ala holds most beloved at this time of his servant, from his servant, is la sharika lak. La sharika lak. La sharika lak. The Allah Ta'ala's wahdani, the person who rejects Allah's oneness. And how? In the whole of the Quran, Allah has done tafsir on the confirmation of his oneness. Just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam confirmed, affirmed, reaffirmed. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? Allah, I accept you are the one Allah. You are the only one. Your order. You are the master. Your kingdom will prevail. Your kingdom is the greatest and your choice will prevail. Your happiness will prevail. Your order will prevail. Whatever situation you put us in, we are happy with that Allah. We say this as believers. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says, look, my oneness, they have accepted in my oneness. Look at my guests. Allah says, have you seen my guests? Allah Ta'ala asks the angels. Allah Ta'ala has no other requirement or desire from his creation. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the salah in which we don't believe in his oneness. Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need your Quranic recitation in which you don't affirm my oneness. I don't need your worship in which you don't confirm my oneness. Doesn't matter if you have nothing, no ibadah, no worship. But if we keep saying wahid, wahid, he is the believer. But the person who rejects Allah says he is not the believer. So the haji, he is implementing the action which is the greatest at this moment in time. The universe, Allah says, in this night is success. In the akhirah, successful will be that person who accepted me in the dunya. Wahdahu la sharika lak, la sharika lak. Allah, I'm bowing to you. I believe in you. I accept you. See how these 10 days are the greatest? Allahu Akbar. And from the other side, what is the situation? Subhanallah. The guests of Allah on hajj, and the guests of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says that I am their host. And Allah Ta'ala confirms, and the host is confirming, and the guests are confirming through the recitation and practice that we are confirming the reason why Allah Ta'ala has called us. And Allah will speak to the guests and will treat the guests in such a way that they will be happy. There will be a contract and a contact. So if they accept in the oneness of Allah, the wahdaniyat of Allah, when they accept this, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will also now speak for the happiness of my hajjis, just so that they will be happy. Allah says, no haji, from the young child to the old person, from the alcoholic to the quabi, from the bandit, the criminal, to the good, upright, naked insan, the good person, praise tajud. As they depart, I will give them a pack, a reward. And what will that be reward? Maghfirah, forgiveness. Subhanallah. Allah says, I will send them away and I will be pleased with them. I will be pleased with them. Every haji will leave in such a way as if he has been a newborn, born just now. And he will be washed and purified and cleansed. And he'll go straight to Jannah. And I've seen deaths like this, subhanAllah. I've seen deaths like this. They've been buried as well. That the life, the circumstances were not good, but they went on hajj. At the hajj time, they kept their beard, they left their sins. After hajj, whatever ibadah they attained, they did at the hajj time. And after a week that hadn't even passed, they passed away. What a death they had. It was a death to see and witness. End of life. Termination came. Expiry date came. And what great people I've seen as such a person who is from our gathering. Abu Halka. MashaAllah. And remember that I was in Masjid Rahman. I prayed and I left the masjid. And he was standing outside. And no link, no connection. But he was from, MashaAllah, the people who were against. I said, how comes you are here? He said, Hazrat, do dua. I said, why? I said, why have you come to me? He said, I want to do tawbah. I said, why have you come to me to do tawbah? He said, no, I want to do tawbah. I said, huh? What is he? A trick he's playing? A game with me? It's all different types of people. I don't know what's in his heart. What's his intention? But he did tawbah. Then we were standing there. He did tawbah. I gave him dhikr while he was standing. Alhamdulillah, he went. And he became a journey. Went on the journey, the haji, he accepted the invite of Allah. And from Jeddah, he put on the libas of ajzi. He says, subhanallah. You're not sleeping, are you? You're listening to what I'm saying? Beautiful words. Ajzi, simplicity, and mashallah. And he went to Jeddah. Then Allah Ta'ala prepared a hotel for him. And he was in the hotel. He washed, bathed, and he traveled towards the Baytul Haram, the house of Allah, one step. And he was in Bab Aziz, and when he was out, and he put his body forward, and then he passed away. He passed away. In a few days, what had happened, the scene, what occurred, that he had done tawbah. What was the scene? That after a while, his janazah, and he was having his janazah being prayed in Baytullah Allah's house. And where was he buried? Aha, imagine, you can imagine. Great scenes. Where was he buried? In the Holy Land. Jannatul Ma'ala, he's buried. Where, who is buried? Which great personalities are there? And me and you, who are we to differentiate? He was a man, normal man. He was a sinner. But Allah Ta'ala likes one thing, that from there he accepted the oneness of Allah, and from the other side Allah is the host, and Allah pulls and drags and calls. And Allah Ta'ala said, then I give you according to what I like. Go, I've forgiven you. I've forgiven you. And here we are sat here, and my friends, look at the Hajji now. Look at the Hajji and look at ourselves. Do we not feel ashamed? Look at our salah. Look at our dhikr. So haven't they taken the numbers? The Hajji say, Subhanallah. They've taken the reward, haven't they? And one Hajji, I saw him in a dream from our silsila. He's gone on Hajj, Subhanallah. Yesterday I saw him in a dream. Beautiful dream I saw of him. And it was a dream I saw from our halqa Jamaat. I won't say his name. Everybody start looking at him when he comes back. Subhanallah, brothers, you'll be ashamed, would be amazed. I said, Master, you started a good deed, good action. MashaAllah, bring some gifts for me as well. So subhanallah, that this is we think we're the greatest and the best. Look here, they've taken the numbers, the Hajjis. They've taken the road. You can try your best and go. But can you go? At this moment in time, people with bank balances, money, and wealth, they'll be sitting, people with strength and power, people who know those who've gone on Hajj, and those themselves who could now fly and go to Hajj. But show me if you can go. No, because Allah Ta'ala hasn't selected you. Oh, do Allah, do dua that Allah Ta'ala makes us a guest as well next year. So we need to see this point, that when ajizi comes, simplicity, just like today you've come to dhikr. When you hear the call to dhikr and you can't go to dhikr, then cry that Allah, please deliver me to the dhikr gathering. And inshallah Allah Ta'ala will take you and send you to the next gathering. So now we've got a whole year. And if really we've understood these points that Allah Ta'ala, they have come out of my mouth, these words, the whole year we should do dua. Allah, give me life and make me your guest as well. Allah, make me your guest. We've done Hajj many, Allah, but we want to be your guest. We want to be your guest because we know that we will call out your name of your oneness, and you will put into our pockets the letters of maghfirah. We don't need anything else apart from this, Allah, because we sit here and we do all of these ibadah for these reasons. All from morning till evening. From morning till evening. Why do we do ibadah? Why do we worship? May Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us and forgive us. So Allah has given a reward that no Haji will leave empty handed. The person, everyone, I will give them the stamp, the seal of approval, permanent. That Jannah is waiting for you. Paradise is waiting for you. And it's written in your destiny. You are forgiven. Go. Hazrat Ikrama radiyallahu anhu narrated a great hadith. May Allah be pleased with him. He said that greater than these days, greater than this day, that the Yawmul Arafah that's about to come on the 9th of the Hajj, that's the focal point of Hajj. Allah is gathering everyone on that day. All Hajjis will be gathered on that day. Why is Allah gathering everyone in Arafat? Subhanallah. Someone's come from here, from Mina, from different places, from the whole world. Black, white, brown. Allah says, everyone gather. Everyone gather where? Allah says, now the Hajjis have come to me. Now I will see the Hajjis and they will see me. Subhanallah. So they're not split up, they're not dispersed, they are one place. Oh, come angels and look at them. And Allah says, I've made this plain for a reason, that my beloveds will sit, I will see them, and they will continue to see me. Subhanallah. And this is a great action. So Allah Ta'ala has only given a few hours for this action. Have you seen this? That in Hajj, the asal action, it's only for a few hours. Where do we get a few hours for the cracks of the Hajj? Arafah. And Allah says, that person who has reached and arrived to Arafah, Allah has seen him and he's seen Allah, then he has done the Hajj. Then there's no, is there any ibadah to do there? Is there any tasbih to recite? Is there any special prayer to do? Allah says, no, no. Allah says that go and pray your Surah Mina, no difference. No problem. No problem. There's no ibadah here. Here is the ibadah, the meeting between me and you, the discussion between me and you. And today, nowadays, look at the wali Allahs, the walis of Allah from the previous generations. They see with their own eyes. What event shall I tell you? With the eyes they've seen every maqam that we read in the books. Arafah, Allah Ta'ala says, I listen to the Hajj in Arafah. And Allah says, the angels are seen, they're descending, they're speaking, they're discussing with the Hajjis. So look at the scenes. And the awliya Allah, their hearts are open. They have marifah, nearness of Allah, purity, they're clean. So Allah Ta'ala gathers the Hajjis together, and then what happens? The scene takes place. And that's where success is attained. Allah says, that's it. Now you have called out to me so many times. Now stay silent. Now it's my turn. Say Subhanallah. So then the Hajjis, they stop saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. SubhanAllah Ta'ala Shan, Allah's glory, Allah's power. So from the first day of Hajj, I've seen you, the clothes, the attire, the humility, the simplicity. There's a king and he's bowing on the dusty earth and his beard is rubbing on the ground and he's got slippers and they're broken slippers and there's mud splashes and ponds. When we used to go on Hajj, there was hardship and nowadays there's ease. You can bring all the ease together, but Hajj is difficulty even then. Even then you have to go to the dust and the soil. Doesn't matter how much reference is used and the toilet, you'll get normal toilets there. And there you have to sit down on the ground and drink tea. Doesn't matter how great the person you are. Oh, okay, give me some tea as well. Everyone, shame, modesty, showing off pride, takabbur, status, platform all goes, oh, he paid £5,000, you have to go with the group. Nowadays, 5,000, and I have paid 1,000. I'm with 1,000 group, there's a group, high five star, I'll give you this ease and that. There's no ease, I've given money myself, a high amount. And those people who gave so much less than us, they were sleeping in better place than us, say SubhanAllah. Then I started to cry, I said, SubhanAllah, your shan, that we look at money, and these people, your fakir, your servants, they don't look at money, they look at your rahmah, your mercy, your blessings. And mashallah, their luggage is something else. So my brothers, that 5,000 pounds, 10,000 pounds umrah, they're waste of time and money. If you're going to Allah's house, why are you wasting your money and time? Allah says that the more you spend there as a fakir, and you are careful with your money, Allah says, I'll put more than that money in your pocket and send you back, and I have experienced this. The same amount of money we will bring back, eating, drinking, relaxing, and we wouldn't need to spend that money. I'm speaking about Hajj, the days of Hajj, for this was, these are the Hajj days we're passing through. So I'm speaking about those things linked with the Hajj now, SubhanAllah. So Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Ikrama radiyallahu anhu said that there's no day greater than this that we have seen, in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He frees people from the fire of Jahannam. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah again. What the shan, the glory, the power of Allah. The Hazrat Ikrama radiyallahu anhu said that there's no greater day than this that we have witnessed, in which Allah Ta'ala frees people from Jannah more than this. So point comes to mind, that Allah Ta'ala frees all these people. These are Hajjis, 2.5, 3 million maybe more. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying that Allah Ta'ala frees more people than, no more people than this on this day. So then we should run towards Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy. What scheme is this? Allah says, I free so many people on this day. And here we are guests of Allah, counted. So here's a hadith that we see, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu raises hadith, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the day of Arafat, was this the final position for the Hajj, isn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His mercy and rahmah. And I've told you this hadith before. Allah's rahmah and mercy is such that all of the guests, Allah ta'ala forgives all of them, the Hajjis, forgives them, send them back pure. And Hazrat Ibn Umar said, radiallahu anhu said that I asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is this special reward for the Hajjis or for other people as well? SubhanAllah, rahmatul alameen, the words that were given were there, this is for everybody as well, SubhanAllah. Everyone, this is for them, those who want to ask for Allah's maghfirah, for forgiveness. What a beautiful point, isn't it? But the Hajji is asking, he's going to get forgiveness. He's not asking for anything else from Allah. Every Hajji is asking for the same thing. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. These are the kalimat, the recitation. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik Allahumma labbaik Allahumma la sharika la labbaik innal hamda wa ni'mat. Allah says, go, I've forgiven you. Every insan, human being, wherever he is in the world, in the earth, in different countries, due to the Hajji and their blessings and their light, that wherever a person is, wherever he is living, doing, this is something to listen to carefully, my friends. Wherever a person is in the world, these are the beloveds of Allah, the Hajjis. Allah Ta'ala loves them, prefers them due to their sadaqah, due to their actions, due to imitating them. I told you this before, I won't speak lengthy. Due to imitating the Hajji, due to experience the same actions physically as the Hajji, Allah says, whoever copies the Hajji from my beloveds from the whole dunya, from the whole dunya, whoever copies the Hajjis, whoever resembles the Hajjis, and they say from their tongues, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive me, they do tawbah and ask for forgiveness, Allah says, I will also forgive those people at the same time. So here a point arises, very solid point. We need to listen to this carefully. That is it just for the Hajji, the enjoyment? The enjoyment is also for the non-Hajjis. Who is enjoying? The non-Hajjis, we are sitting at home and we are succeeding, getting all the rewards. Say SubhanAllah. We are sitting at home and getting success in Bolton with the fadl of Allah. We are earning the success. We are living the success. So we should not dare to let this opportunity slip out of our grasp, our hands, my friends. We need to imitate the Hajjis. And what is the imitation of the Hajjis? Then imitation of the Hajjis is what, my friends? There's one imitation of the Hajji. What is that? The Allah forgive me. That's it. That's it. This is the solid and this is the established invitation for the of the Hajj. We say, Allah, we don't want to do anything else but ask you for forgiveness this day, these days of Dhul Hijjah. Of what? For forgiveness. That person who does true tawbah to Allah, true tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will accept that person's tawbah, repentance. Most definitely, this is the greatest ibadah. The biggest, greatest ibadah for the Hajj is to seek forgiveness from Allah, to do tawbah. So in these days, the greatest ibadah is what? To seek forgiveness, to do tawbah. If we forget and do other ibadah, worship, then there's no enjoyment in the ibadah. No enjoyment. Every man cannot keep a fast. Some people are ill, weak, frail, difficulty, problem. Can everybody fast? No. Every night you can't go, can you? This is extra ibadah, worship. There are many other things we can't do in the night. But if we don't do these actions, but at least do those actions that we should be doing. Yes, let's be straight. Come straight to me, Allah Ta'ala says, and speak to me. And finish off the excesses and the sins. And bow in front of Allah and say, Allah, that I'm a sinful person. I've committed many sins. And this is your glory, Allah, your power, that you are not looking at the sins today. Today you are not looking at the sins. You are not looking at my deeds. You're not looking at my bad actions. Just an hour ago, what was I? Half an hour ago, what was I? Allah, you are at the moment, you are passionate. Allah, the Hajji is passionate. And the person who's imitating the Hajji is passionate. And Allah, you are merciful. And it's stated that this is such a great day that a person who is lost in the world, who is badkar, and shaitan probably will never have seen that person. The amount of people there are, that there's so much in the negative. Allah Ta'ala says that this is the reason that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy prevails. And this is what the Hajji requests. And the person puts the dust and the soil on their heads, on his head or her head. That when a person sees that there's a majid of dhikr, then he starts to cry that this person's gone. When shaitan sees this, when shaitan sees the Hajji or the person who's been invited by Allah to the majlis, when shaitan sees a dhikr going to a gathering of dhikr, he gives up, he cries, oh, my customer's gone. And when he sits and does dhikr, then shaitan says his job is made. And this happens in every gathering. Allah Ta'ala invites. Allah invites people. Remember this point. So don't think that this is a joke. Don't think that this is by chance that you're sitting in this gathering. I'll tell you the truth. If today you've come to dhikr, there's no guarantee that tomorrow morning you will come to dhikr. I can write this for you now. There's no guarantee. No guarantee. There's no guarantee that the person who's come back after doing hajj, and he says, I will do hajj as well next year, the question doesn't arise. I've seen many people die without doing hajj. So this is all Allah Ta'ala's selection, my friends. We should be so grateful that when we reach to arrive to such a good majlis and gathering, the Allah Ta'ala says that these are my majlis and the rewards are there for this. After reaching, they're arriving there, never think that we've come in, we've joined in, and this is normal, and we will do dhikr of Allah and sat here. No, never diminish the esteem and the respect for the dhikr of Allah. Be very grateful for your status that today, Allah, we've got such a great majlis, and even if I pass away, I have no worries, because Allah Ta'ala has forgiven me already with the fadl of Allah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So brothers, we have got now the days of Dhul Hijjah. Tomorrow is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. Then the 9th, these 2 days, the great days we have. If we can't do too much about that, no worries, but do one action every woman and man. Then these 2 days, I'll give you a point that's coming to my mind, how to maximize the benefit. Every man, alim, jahil, sufi, friend of Allah, whoever there is and whatever maqam he is, every man should do tawbah to Allah today. It doesn't matter what status you think you are. I'll tell you this today. Many people have in their minds a thought, I'm speaking about myself. I speak about myself. Oh, mashallah, I pray salah, I pray tahajjud, and I do dhikr of Allah, and mashallah, I do all good deeds, I give sadaqat and zakat, and I'm following the sunnah. We do all these actions. Then where does he fall down? Because he doesn't follow the actions of tawbah. And the person doesn't say this from his mind, but in his mind and heart come these words. Remember what I'm saying. There's such a human being who Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq to do amal and deeds, and they've reached to a status and they're telling people deen and they're giving speeches, they're respected and they have the knowledge, then in their minds they think that these people are going to do tawbah, I'm not going to do tawbah. He won't say this, but unconsciously, unknowingly, he is saying this. I'm speaking about the unknown. Then if that person accepted that we have to do the things correctly, then the greatest Qutb Aktab Ghaus after the Nabi, the people are the greatest daraja. From every individual, one statement is coming out, that Allah, we are dependent on tawbah, you've forgiven us. Our sujood are wasteful. Our salah is wasteful. And without tawbah, we cannot reach to our goal. Person should be have humility. Don't look at other sinners. Say that these other people are so-called sinning, they will maybe be forgiven, but I will be beaten by Allah or question, and I will fail. And I've read the Quran and I've disobeyed Allah. Allah gave me maqam and daraja, and I disobeyed. This person, okay, was jahil, he committed sins. Fair enough. But Allah Ta'ala says, the more I've given to you, the more daraja and status and the tawfiq I've given you to do ibadah, Allah Ta'ala says, the ibadah, the tawfiq to pray salah, then that person should have more tawfiq to do tawbah. So those people should be afraid more. Those people who've already had the tawfiq, they've done tawbah, they're doing ibadah, mashallah, they are pious, they are pious, and people in the world are praising them, and the pious elders, they accept them, younger people, people from all levels accept them, then beware, don't allow this to come to your mind. Don't think for even a second, that even one I don't have to my name, that Allah Ta'ala, I have no deed to my name that you can forgive me. This day is the best and valuable, and today Allah, I will do tawbah, I'll repent. And this point, if we have not awoken ourselves with this point, then we have a big takabbur inside us and we have not got the tawbah for today. And if we don't get tawbah, then our salah, we know what is the hal, we know what is our worship, what is the hal of our deeds. We have nothing to our names, nothing. We have nothing in our record books, our deeds, but we have those deeds. These are the moments Allah has given us, special moments, opportunities, days. Allah says, stand, O most sinful person, accept that you are the most sinful people. Allah, if you don't forgive me, then I will fail, Allah. I will fail in the hereafter. So, first and foremost, what do we need to do? Those people who are listening, the sisters, brothers, men, women. First, what we need to do is to do honest, true, sincere tawbah. We need to accept our sins. What is true tawbah? And 3 points the pious elders have said, that we need to accept that we are sinful. And we should not dare, I tell you this again, that this point shouldn't come to our mind that I'm a namazi, I prayed salah, etc. No, totally not. That the more dirt that comes in the heart that we accept as impurity, then one thing will come out of our bodies, which will be the tears. Otherwise, what should really happen, that after the words I've just said, everyone's eyes should be moist, but our hearts are hard. And we should accept that, this is reality, Allah Ta'ala. This is what's occurring. That you've given us a maqam and these great days. I could have passed away before this opportunity. What would have happened to me? What would have occurred? I am dirty and pure. I could have passed away without this tawbah. I've got takabbur and pride and anger. Everything's hidden with me. This is your fadl, Allah. That even then, despite this, I will be forgiven. No ibadah of mine will be purposeful or with reward because I have not done them correctly. Allah, I have nothing in my hands. And I have not performed anything apart from sins. I have nothing. Nothing. Subhanallah. So we're not speaking about dunya here. We don't go to Hajj to talk about dunya. That, for example, somebody calls me Haji Sahib or Peer Sahib, gives me titles, Maulana Sahib and this and that. This is not what gives success if we have titles. Success is attained when Allah, the Rabb, is pleased. Rabbul Alameen. And how do we know if Allah is pleased with us? Allah Ta'ala has explained. Allah, our Rabb, will be pleased and will know at that time that Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, the capability and the capacity to a person to go to good places. The majalis, the gatherings of Allah that Allah Ta'ala prefers and likes and loves. Just like Hajj. Hajjis, Allah Ta'ala says, these are my beloved and I've chosen them, selected them. Allah Ta'ala has preferred them. So when we see that Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased, when we say, Allah is pleased, and that's why we're doing this action, say Subhanallah. This is Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure, dalil, proof, otherwise we could not implement this action. And ibadah, never think that I've prayed salah and Allah, I'm not thinking, is Allah pleased with me? Allah's hukam, we are believing in Allah's order. Allah says, worship me. We worship Allah Ta'ala, we believe Allah, accept His order. But if we suddenly stand and say, I'm pious and I'll be forgiven due to just one deed, and I'll present this deed to Allah, this is in my treasure chest. No. So brothers, the biggest deed today, in these days, is true tawbah, repentance, have remorse and regret. Gather all your sins, stack them up one by one, sit to the corner, and tonight, then present yourself to Allah, and after presenting yourself, then renew your tawbah, renew it. Do you understand renewing the vows? What do we call this in English? Refine your promises, renew your vows, and research and improve. Those people who have done tawbah, then renew your tawbah if you've done bay on the hand of a sheikh. And you'll be tajid that time that what is lacking in our life, that we did those actions after tawbah still. So after doing tawbah, we still do those things, we still do the things which are wrong. We call ourselves murids. And we have done tawbah in the hand of the sheikh. But even then we are doing the wrong actions. Even then we are going towards haram. And we have the same conditions and the circumstances. So this is the worst of all scenarios. And this is munafakat. And you can say, this is hypocrisy, my brothers. Severe times are to come. Severe times, what can I say to you? Pick up the Quran. Read the verse of Quran. I swear by Allah, pick up the Quran and read the verses. Severe days to come. Severe moment. The Sahaba Ikram, they would cry. Their hearts and minds were purified. They knew about this life and the hereafter. We should have whole fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. We should be afraid of Allah. So such a great opportunity that Allah Ta'ala Most definitely, that after doing Tawbah, initially we have played games and gone back to our ways, maybe, but Allah, I'm in need. Allah could not fulfill that promise that I fulfilled to you at the time of Tawbah. At that time, there's two promises that the Shaykh takes, that Allah Ta'ala has instructed. And this is a beautiful point. Just one thing. That according to my preference and desire, leave your desire and preference and live your life according to my desire and my preference. Say subhanAllah. One promise. That leave the life of your own desire and preference and come towards my desire and preference and you will live your life in a nice way. Allah Ta'ala says, look at the example here. The example. And we have to do ibadah today. That Allah, that I will not follow the lifestyle according to my desire and steps. So who am I going to, what am I going to implement? The way it's your choice, the way you've explained. And I know that where should I seek your nearness, Allah? Where shall I get your radha? In Kitab Allah and Sunnati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Kitab Allah Ta'ala sealed. Subhanallah. And in the Sunnah, Allah Ta'ala has made apparent. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah has made apparent in the Sunnah. Allah Ta'ala says, my kitab, I've told you my kitabs and the great kitabs, and I'd like you to eat like this, subhanAllah. And Sunnah, Allah Ta'ala has shown us the implementation, how it's to be done. Because the Rasulullah SAW came as the best of all examples. And this is the promise when a person does tawbah, that I'm not going to live the life, my life according to my desires, I'm going to live my life according to your preference and desire, my Rabb, and make this solid promise to Allah. That's it. And this is the biggest problem, that when a person doesn't pass through difficulties, then all sins come into banditry, stealing, and robbing, and cheating. So make one solid promise, alhamdulillah, every insan is capable. And then if death comes after, then there's no problem with the fadl of Allah. No problem at all. So tonight, my friends, let's make a promise. We have to make a promise to Allah. We need to have effort. And a person will be scared and he will fail. I've explained with details what is to be done. Nothing else will succeed. Everything will succeed. That this promise to Allah that was made, that Allah, according to your choice and preference, we will follow the life. And not according to anybody else's preference. Nobody else's preference. This is the solid promise we need to make. Allah strengthen the promises. Renew the vows. Ibadahs come, Qur'ans come, we need assistance with this, subhanAllah. And then forget the sins from before, and the mistakes, and accept you've made a mistake, and have remorse and regret and shame. Then if a person bows down the feet and says, not even a sin has come out, and he has not even cooled the fire of hell which was destined for him, that person will have value. I say that as long as the sins are there, and tears don't come out of the then Allah says, go, the work has not been done, ya Allah, I don't understand. Then tell me that Allah, forgive me please, I need your forgiveness. And if the tears drop from the heart, and the pain has come from the heart, the tears drop from the face, from the eyelids, then Allah says, go, I've forgiven you. Even if the tears are not again, then I have to understand that even if the whole night passes, that we are waiting for the improvement. Do you understand what I'm saying? And this is called Dhul Hijjah and Dhul Hajj, and the action of Hajj. I tell you such ibadat, my friends, subhanAllah, spiritually, there's benefit there. So we promise to Allah, we should be steadfast in that promise, that if we pass the life onwards from here, then we made a special promise to Allah of Tawbah, repentance, that Allah, we made mistakes before today, we have made committed sins, actions against you, we kept on breaking the Tawbah, Allah forgive us, inshallah, this is the promise of Allah, that with the Hajjis, you will also get the forgiveness, subhanAllah. In Arafat, you will also get the message that go, you've been forgiven as well, and your lives will be made by just one action. Subhanallah, one action to do is that keep one job, just of one, that you and me, that the tawbah, we have to continue this until maut. Until what point? So until, and when is maut? When is death? So this is the point of loss. We say, oh, home is very far away, further than India, further than Bangladesh. Oh, where I live. And we say, but maut, I cannot reach there before. Death will be too hard. My brothers, maut is one breath away. So if we make this niyyah, that until maut we make the niyyah, then this will be such a big niyyah with the fadl of Allah, that even if despite this far a person cannot deliver, then inshallah we will be stable and we will fulfill our promise. So this niyyah should be made until when? Until maut. And maut, we should consider that this will occur, not that 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, that this will be the biggest loss. That if we think that no, in 10 years, how can I stay existent with this tawbah outlet? Or 15 years will be too hard. Then another shaitan is attacking me, and slap him on the face that you're speaking nonsense, that maut is in front of me. Maut is in front of me. Maut is standing in front of me. How is that stood? That this heart is continuing. And when it stops, it will give us a heart attack. Maybe it's not functioning. And does this heart need an ijazah from a doctor? Tell me, you don't need ijazah. No. And if the visit is not made, then Allah says, I could make other things fail. Within seconds, I could say stop, and everybody will stop. Then what do we call this? A sudden stop. This is called maut. That person has a name. A different name is called like the body, the lash. Nobody says Haji Saab or Rafiq Saab. Does anybody say this? No. So the system has ended. Allah Ta'ala says, I've ended the system, and the name has changed, and the condition has changed, the appearance has changed. And then we say that take this person's clothes off and wrap him in the blanket or the sheet, take his cap off, his imam off, take his watch off, and the deceased says, this is mine. And how can this be yours if everything has been distributed? Pick up the bank balance, Allah Ta'ala says, and bring the checkbook, Allah Ta'ala says, and reconcile, and the money that is hidden under the pillow, bring that as well. And he's sitting there afraid, and money will come out of such places. Why? Because they will be distributed to those people who are swearing at that person, ridiculing him, because it's their share from the earnings, from the upkeep, subhanAllah. So in the funds that are dispersed, they will be standing there like that and say, we want the reward. And those people who didn't like it, who wanted money all the time in the world, I won't even give you £5. Then in the hereafter, you'll say, give me 10,000. This comes in my credit. So this is our life, my friends. And we are living life the wrong way. What are we busy in? What are we not busy in? This house is mine. This shop is mine. Wait for a minute. Wait. The system will cease. Then we'll see. And Allah says, I just have to say, kun. Kun fayakun, system ended. Kun, and the system will restart. And the whole universe is revolving. Everything, Allah Ta'ala says, we run to doctor, the nurse is looking, the pulse, nothing follows under the principles of Islam. Here Allah Ta'ala orders one thing, and everyone will have to cease and stop, just like the computer stops. And the doctor says, nothing's happened, Amesha, always in death, that you're concentrating on the body, but the kidney goes, the liver goes, it becomes fatty. And he's giving commentary, subhanAllah. He's giving commentary, explanation. No, I'm concentrating on the heart, but there, you have the other organs in your body, it's gone into the lungs, and there's kidney failure, there's organ failure, mass scale. And then how will that person walk? Allah says, your system is finished. Finished, ended. And that's where you are sticking to the ibadah in this opportunity. So is this not a great ibadah, my friends? It's the greatest ibadah. Do true tawbah, solid tawbah that we do after the majlis, and then again tawbah until the next morning. Allah says, I promise to you that the success will come to you. Allah says that after your tawbah, repentance, Allah says, I'll give you a new lease of life and forgive you. May Allah tell me and you give us all the tawfiq to do true tawbah. And there's only some hours left. How many hours left? A total. The total is just a certain number of hours. And now, for example, if your flight is, if we say so many hours left in the tens, multiples of tens, so late, we'll just sit there quiet. Does anybody move and complain? Does the haji leave the airport? No, 48 hours. 48 hours? 2 days? Okay, we'll sit here. And we'll persevere. Oh, is there any arrangement for a hotel? No, we'll sleep on the bench. So a person for 48 hours, this is nothing for anybody. This is just a start. Don't waste the time in this. Don't waste the time. After every salah, do one tasbih of istighfar. After every salah, one tasbih istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. The greatest ibadah of today. And with an honest heart, do tawbah. All of us have to do tawbah. Solid, that after today we won't commit the sins, etc., etc., etc. And we'll start dhikr now. Before dhikr, we'll do ijtamai, collective tawbah. Wherever men and women are together now, do tawbah together. And we'll initiate this majlis with true tawbah, genuine tawbah. Every brother, sister, make niyyah. The Allah, we've come home to do tawbah, and we want the forgiveness, so recite the kalimats.